Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 68. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 35. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a late Friday night and Saturday morning for legislators in Topeka after another tax bill was passed out of both chambers from a bipartisan measure and overwhelming support, with the House of Representatives voting unanimously to pass the bill and the Senate passing it 24-9, getting it to these governor's desk before the end of legislative session this year. As KSNT News reports, that both Republicans and Democrats say they are happy with the compromise bill by the end of the day.
The original bill from the House was almost a two-rate system. What we did was increase the personal exemption on this and took it to a true two-rate system.
It will provide income tax relief for every Kansan in the state, and people at the bottom, a lot of people will get their tax bill wiped out completely. So I think that's good.
That audio from KSNT News, where the bill does simplify the tax code down to two brackets, with the highest rate going from 5.7 down to 5.55%, the second bracket going from 5.25 down to 5.15.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Ed. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Lawmakers in Kansas say that they are getting ready for the future, including the World Cup coming to the Kansas City area in 2026. As state lawmakers in Kansas did send a bill to the governor's desk over the weekend that would create near $28 million for investing in that 2026 World Cup appearance. KSNT News reports that the Senate Bill 28 was passed out of the Senate and House on Friday night that would set aside $10 million in federal ARPA funds for the fiscal year of 2025 and $18 million in the fiscal year of 2026, and would create a committee to provide an economic impact report to the state legislature after the World Cup appearance. In other news, with high winds across the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has issued a verbal state of disaster emergency declaration due to what she called was an increased fire weather condition for the state. The declaration allows resources to be used to provide state assistance and extended a burn ban period with extreme fire danger that was a cause for concern over the weekend. Mid-America Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. State senators are in the midst of a debate over LB 575, known as the Sports and Spaces Act. The bill aims to restrict transgender youth from accessing preferred bathrooms, require gender-specific sports in schools, and compel trans student athletes to compete according to their birth assigned gender. The process has become difficult, and here's what Speaker John Arch had to say about adding bills to bills through the amendment process.
Just the processing of those bills and amendments amendments could likely take up the time we have remaining. The time for adding bills to bills is over. I know some of the amendments being offered today will be doing just that, but I ask you to work with me to ensure we can address all the bills we have worked so hard on earlier in this session, and please show some restraint.
State Senators Carol Blood and Kathleen Kauth sponsored the bill in order to speak more about the topic becoming a concern for all of Nebraskans. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As of Sunday evening, residents evacuated south of the Marshall County line in northwest Pottawatomie County were cleared to return home after winds subsided after preventive evacuation earlier Sunday afternoon due to wildfires. Notice was issued around 2 p.m. for residents in the Olsburg area, specifically north of Highway 16, west of Shannon Creek Road, and north of the Marshall County line, as rapid movement of the fire burning since Friday continued spreading west-east. Tankers were dropping water on the west side of the riverbed east of Randolph, cooling hot spots to allow ground resources. Raleigh County and Kansas Wildlife and Parks remain engaged on the Axleton Road fire, estimated at 50% control as of Sunday evening, with no injuries reported as yet and no structures or livestock lost. A large fire burning in Marshall County south of Blue Rapids was on both sides of the riverbed. As of Sunday afternoon, the fire was holding south of Highway 9, with Kansas National Guard Blackhawks assisting with suppression of the blaze as winds allow. Temporary flight restrictions in place from approximately Randolph to Blue Rapids along the River Channel. Fixed-wing aircraft refueling at the Manhattan Airport. Those in the path of these fires are urged to remain alert. Crews will continue to work Monday on controlling hotspots. Firefighters battled gusty winds this weekend. Saturday's grass fires burned out of control. Several Marshall and Washington County rural departments joined Riley and Pottawatomie County units containing the Axleton Hill Road fire, which spread late Friday from Pottawatomie to Riley near the Marshall County line north of Fancy and Tuttle Creek Lakes toward the Irvingtown site. The U.S. 77 was closed for a time due to intense smoke Saturday afternoon. A couple of rural homes were evacuated, others on evacuation notice. Kansas Forestry Service, including air support, worked the rapidly spreading fire Saturday afternoon. Other fires reported near Blue Rapids and other north of Marysville. Rains and higher humidity did slow the progress some early Saturday evening, but gusty conditions required continued awareness. Gusty winds Saturday also resulted in power outages for some residents, including over 2,000 Norris Public Power customers in southeast Nebraska, with over 500 in Gage County alone. Marshall County Public Works announcing that Jayhawk Road is closed west of 8th Road, west and north of Marysville for a bridge replacement. Construction expected for 2 months. Commissioners at last week's meeting approved a new motor grader purchase for a balance of $252,000 after trade-in. Washington County Commissioner reporting a lot of feedback regarding the intangible question, which is being researched and has not been decided. Road and Bridge updated commissioners on the recent township meeting. There will be a grant for the Greenleaf Road to put lines and signs on that road. Nemahal County Commissioners held a special meeting last week to discuss negotiations with the State Department of Transportation concerning V Road and the Shoe Fly along Highway 36 near B Road. 2023 year-end transfers were approved. $3,000 each from the diversion and general funds, $5,000 from noxious weed, and $20,000 each from the election and solid waste funds be transferred to capital outlay, and $200,000 from road and bridge to the special machinery fund. A motion to approve moving forward with a housing market analysis from Wichita State University was approved on a 2-1 vote, with Jason Cook voting no. National Weather Service Severe Storm Spotter Training will be Tuesday evening in Seneca at the Nemahal County Community Building. It is free and open to the public beginning at 7 p.m. Maryland, B. Brungardt, age 91, of Washington, passed away March 25th. Funeral service Friday, April 5th, 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington, with a rosary at 9:30. Victor K. Jones, age 88, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Church in Marysville. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery east of Blue Rapids. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family visitation Monday, 5 until 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Vic Jones. M. Christine, Chris Fite, age 64, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Graveside service is planned Saturday, April 20th at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with family greeting friends Saturday, April 20th from 11 until noon at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Chris Fite. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue chicken, baby bakers, garden blend, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, lasagna with French bread, mixed salad, peaches, and cake. KNDY News time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s, and partly cloudy into Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still more sunshine into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, then staying clear and breezy into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s, northwest winds between 5 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Sunny and warmer into Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s, and mostly clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Still warmer into Saturday, mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, and clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. And still staying mostly sunny into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
The average high temperature early April, 64, record high on this date, 91. The average low, 39, the record low, 14. Sunset this evening, 7:58, sunrise in the morning, 7 a.m. Around a quarter inch across the region Saturday afternoon, with showers and thunderstorms across the region. And it's 38 degrees with sunshine this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 8th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. A perfect season capped off with a national title.
Caitlin Clark owns the records, but South Carolina wins the championship.
Perfection with a touch of sweet redemption.
ABC TV during that 87-75 Gamecocks win over Iowa in Cleveland for the Women's Basketball National Championship. Gamecocks finished 38-0, their third crown in 7 years. Clark scores 30 in her college finale. South Carolina coach Dawn Staley reacting.
And I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport.
Joey Waller, ABC Sports.
Tonight, the men's national champion will be crowned. Connecticut tangling with Purdue for the title. Tip-off 9:20 p.m. Eastern. Other hoops news, ESPN reports longtime Kentucky head coach John Calipari is finalizing a 5-year deal with the University of Arkansas. Senior college writer Pete Thamel joins SportsCenter to discuss.
Yeah, John Calipari's a new home. It's a program with a rich history. It's not Kentucky's history, but it has a Final Four history and a national championship pedigree under Nolan Richardson, and it's a place that really and truly cares about basketball, and I'm sure John Calipari will show up showered with love.
NBA, it took two overtimes for the Sixers to beat the Spurs, 133-126. Jalen Brunson scored 43 points in a 122-109 Knicks win in Milwaukee, and the Pelicans eclipsed the Suns, 113-105. to the Diamonds and another five hitless innings out of Houston hurler Ronel Blanco, fresh off last week's no-no against the Jays. A three-run Yordan Alvarez blast lifted the Stros to a 3-1 victory over the Rangers. On the ice, two goals from Mika Zibanejad as the New York Rangers skated to a 5-2 victory over the Canadiens. The Stars beat the Avalanche 7-4. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Manhattan Trees Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, April the 10th, starting 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. There will be over 150 choice Angus, black, white face, Sim Angus, and Hereford first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves by side. All bred heifers include over 135 fancy black, black, white face, Sim Angus, and red Angus heifers, bred to low birth weight bulls for late August through October calves. Fall bred cows include over 500 choice black, black, white face, and red Angus cows. They're bred to Angus and Sim Angus bulls for late August through October calving. They'll have 60 black cows. They'll be 3 years to older. Bred to Charlet or Angus bulls for late April, May calving. There'll be 47 reputation black Angus and red Angus open replacement heifers, plus 35 Angus, Hereford, Sim Angus, and Charlet bulls ready for heavy service. For more information on a special cow sale, be held Wednesday, April the 10th at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Good Monday morning. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has infected multiple dairy herds in several states. Chris Galen is the Senior Vice President of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. He says the pasteurization process kills bugs like this. Thus, it is safe for humans to drink the milk from cattle that may have been infected with the bird flu.
You know, the fact that we are dealing with bird flu is not news. We've had bird flu in the U.S. for a number of years. The fact that it's in dairy cattle or a different species, that's what makes this an unusual situation. I think the good news is that everything we've seen so far indicates that even though wild birds have introduced this to a handful of herds, it's only about a dozen at this point, it doesn't seem to bother or infect most of the animals in those herds. Most of the animals come back after being ill. They return to feed consumption and milk production, and it doesn't seem to be really transmitted to people. So it's something we're going to have to manage and continue monitoring. I know it's a lot of people are anxious, but a lot of it has to do with the unknown simply because we haven't had to deal with this virus in cattle before.
He says biosecurity is paramount.
It's where we didn't think it was going to be an issue, but lo and behold, Mother Nature has other plans. And so we're going to have to step up our efforts to be biosecure and in particular look at bird control because it's not a mystery as to how this got introduced. Right. We know it was transmitted from wild birds, and so it's a challenge for a lot of farms that are close to the flyways where we're seeing birds migrate this time of year, but that's the issue, right? It's not something that's just magically appearing. It's coming from the sky, right? It's coming from a source that we know, so at least that gives us then the opportunity to focus our resources on what's going to try to mitigate any further spread of the virus.
Good morning, Dennis Henrichs, on a beautiful Monday morning here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. It's certainly cow day, feeder calf day, and it is hay day here at Beatrice 77. Folks, we're going to roll at 10 o'clock this morning on a lot of way up cows and bulls. Certainly roll in at 1 o'clock on the bred cows, feeder cattle, and so forth. And at 12 o'clock noon, it's hay sales again here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Well, you certainly can fill out your hay needs here today, folks, and let's get after it. On the alfalfa, there's 63 fourth cut. There is about 86 bales of third cut. Really nice-looking stuff. In the brome department, there's 50, 49, and 63. In the grass department, there's 72 bales. In the big rounds, there's over 400 bales here today. So certainly come our way, folks, and get some hay to tie over those cows till it's grass time. In the round alfalfa, there is a group of 35 second, third, and fourth cut. There is 28 of third cut, fourth cut. There's 23 fourth cut that weighs 1650. 10 bales of fourth cut at 1655. 10 third cut that weigh 1520. 6 second cut that weigh 1580. Another group of 10 first cut. In the round prairie, they're going to weigh 1536, a group of 20. In the round brome, there's 14. There's a group of round grass that average 1560. Also, round grass, groups of 16, 16, 16, and 11. In the round brome prairie, there is 10. In the round rye, they're 10, 10, 11, and 6. They're weighing at 1,325 pounds. There's 11 bales of Sudex. In the round CRP, there's 11, 11, 11, a big bunch of 59. A group of 8 folks on that 59 bunts will sure sell them as you need. In the round corn stalks, 14 and 11. Well, in the cattle prices, hey, they stayed steady all week long, boys. It's kind of a floating 296, 297 in the carcass, up to a scratch of maybe $3 in the cash. 187 is the markets that we were able to pick up. So that stays pretty consistent, even though the futures have kind of worked us over this week. The market feels good. In the feeder cattle, certainly same way, folks. Good markets here today. We need to tell you about 12 head of Red Angus Char bred cows. Anywhere from first calf to solid short mouth, they're going to be bred Black Angus. They're going to calve April, May, and we will pull a prey, get a mouth. There's another group of 5 black and red fall bred cows, really, really nice looking cows, 4 to 8 year olds. They're going to be shortbreds or fall calvers, guys, or bred red out of DeWitt. Out of Lewiston, there's 6 black bred cows, look like nice cows again, running age. Bred Black Angus will pull a prey, get a mouth on those. In the feeder cattle, the Detke cattle out of Marysville, guys, there's going to be 8 red white face steering heifers. They're going to have a wean and a vac. They're going to be 300 to 400, along with a nice set of black steering heifers. They're going to be that 3 to 4 weights. Detke's, again, out of Marysville. Then out of Talmadge, the Teton calves, 8 black steering heifers coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 500. Gary Timian out of Cook's got 5. I wish he had 100, but there's 5 black steers, guys, 550. Heinrich's calves out of Malcolm, 5 red char cross steering heifers, 600. The Fankhauser brothers out of Humboldt got 31 black and red steering heifers coming off the cow. They have a February 1 vac, and they're going to be spread out at that 450 to 750. Sadoff Sterling, 7 black bull yearlings are going to be 9 to 1,000. Poskacho out of Pawnee City's got 16 black balancer steering heifers. They're going to weigh 6 to 700. Svilker out of Beatrice has got 10 black heifers. October wean, they're going to weigh 7 1/4. Bauman out of Martell, 7 black steers, they're going to weigh 7 1/2 to 850. Now, the run is a little smaller here today. Next week, folks, we certainly got a great run. There's going to be 85 head of heifers, yearlings, folks. There's going to be a lot of those 5 to 6.5 weight cattle. So if you've got more cattle to add to that one or today's sale, certainly give us a call, get them loaded up, and head to Beatrice 77 Livestock. Hey, thanks for the business. Give us a call, Tanya Rick or Denny at 223-3571. The bread and cow sale is approaching April 25th, folks. Bread and cows, cow-calf families, certainly give us a call. You can go online and check out the consignment sale bills. We'll be going out later this week. A real nice offering to fill your pasture needs and so forth. April 25th, a Thursday at 11 a.m. All right, well, finish up the week Saturday, April 13th in Crab Orchard at 10 o'clock here in the morning. A wonderful Kramer Estate auction with a 13 Chevy Silverado K2500 pickup, an 11 Chevy Equinox LT. The carport, 20 by 30, like new. The tractors, ACWD, ACD15, Oliver Hart part. The toy collectibles, the guns, the machinery collectibles, and miscellaneous. Ron Kramer Estate Auction. Check us out on the internet under The Auctioneers. Hey, have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, The Auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
729 from KNDY, sunshine 38 degrees, seasonal highs just a bit above 69 degree high forecast today. And those winds taper off from the gusty winds we experienced Saturday, Sunday.
The sky watching event of the year occurs today. It's all about the total eclipse of the sun on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 8th, the 99th day of the year. Actresses Robin Wright and Patricia Arquette were both born on this day. A good portion of the U.S. will get to see the total eclipse of the sun today, with over 32 million people living on the path of totality. The Earth, Moon, and Sun will be in perfect alignment along a 100-mile-wide path that crosses northward out of Mexico to Texas before curving eastward to pass over Cleveland, Buffalo, Plattsburgh, and Burlington. Then the moon's shadow heads across northern New Hampshire and Maine. This could be the most watched total solar eclipse in history. It will be exciting to be a part of it. The next total solar eclipse that can be seen from the contiguous United States will be August 23rd, 2044. Read more about the eclipse online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's down to the championship for the Division I NCAA basketball tournament for 2024. His number one UConn is set to square up against number one Purdue tonight. UConn topped Alabama in the Final Four with an 86-72 win, as Purdue dominated North Carolina State with a 63-50 victory in the Final Four. UConn topped the Big East with their season so far, sitting 36-3 for their overall record going into that championship game, as Purdue ended up dominating the Big Ten Conference Conference with a 34-4 record. Tip-off today for that championship final round is today at 7:30. In Kansas City Royals baseball today, they are off as they're set for another three-game series against the Houston Astros with first pitch tomorrow at 6:40. They're wrapping up their four-game series against the Chicago White Sox that finished yesterday. Both series were at home at Kauffman Stadium for the Royals before they head back on the road to take the New York Mets on Friday next week. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats kick off the season Saturday, August 31st.
This is notoriously one of the loudest places to play.
Get your 2024 season tickets to see Pop-Tarts Bowl MVP Avery Johnson and the Cats for all six home games.
Design run for Avery Johnson, and he's in for the touchdown.
Secure your seat in the bill today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
KNDY.